Good evening and welcome to another hour of Jewish Soul Music sponsored by Cantor's World. Cantor's World was founded by Cantor Benny Rogoznitsky and by me a couple of years ago with the hope of reviving an interest in traditional cantorial music. And we're so pleased that the reception that you've given us has been so positive. We're still sort of glowing with the success of the satellite transmission to Congregation Young Israel Bethel in Borough Park in December. And we're ready to transmit throughout the world our next concerts. Well, we'll see about that. In any event, you know that we have our website. Obviously, you're listening to it through the website right now. But I have a request, and I'll make this request quite frequently. If you love Chazanis, perhaps you have friends who also love it. Why don't you pass the word on to tune in, to go to www.cantorsworld.com to hear this 1 hour of weekly Chazanis, Jewish soul music. By the way, you have to allow me a little bit of leeway when I talk about soul music, because once in a while I'll be playing Halbach or even Schenker or perhaps a couple of others who may not be 100% Chazanis, but it's true soul music, so I'm sure you'll bear with me with that. Well, let's get right on to the Chazanis, and this is from a live Slichus davening that was in 1997 at the Great Synagogue in Jerusalem. And one of the things that I love about this particular recording, not just that it was live, but that you have the choir. And you will be hearing me stating this several times over the next few months, that one of our goals, one of my own personal goals, is to see the development of a first-class choir, or many choirs, to accompany the cantors and to perhaps even put on their own presentations. We really, it's a shanda that you have Johannesburg, you have Melbourne, you have in England, you have the Moscow choir, you have the Jerusalem choir. No great choir here in the United States to accompany Chazanis. That is one of my secret goals. Let's go now to this live davening. And the young boy that you'll be hearing is Netanel Herstick. That's the son of Naftali Herstick, who, let's see, that this was 1997, 8 years ago. I think he's about 22 or 23 right now. So he was just a young kid when this was recorded. Let's go to the Great Synagogue in Jerusalem.
Oh,
A live davening from the Great Synagogue, the Slichus of 1997. No, I was going to say 77. Well, Cantor Yitzchak Eschel was born in Hungary. He held his first services at the early age of 13. Again, when we talk about the great cantors, you usually find that they were singing at a very, very young age. He was at the Yeshiva of Pressburg when he was 18. He went to Munich and then to Warsaw before the war. In 1949, he settled in Israel. And Eschel has such a unique sound. Let's hear his beautiful rendition of Ritzei.
Oh,
That was Yitzhak Eshel with Ritzei from Kabbalah Shabbos. Shlomo Mandel was born in 1910. He died in 1981. He was born in Sons in Western Galicia. He went to Warsaw where he met Cantor Moshe Koussevitzky, and he studied with David Moshe Steinberg in Vilna. He went to the Moriah Synagogue in 1933 in Warsaw, and then he went to Krakow. He then went to South Africa in 1938 into Johannesburg, where he served for over three decades. Shlomo Mandel. This is a composition by him from the Shabbos evening service, Ushmur Tzisenu. Shlomo Mandel. Oh, Lord. Shlomo Mandel. Tzvi Aroni was born in Israel. He has a very special sound. I was at the Fifth Avenue Synagogue last Shabbos, and I met a gentleman from Yerushalayim, David, who told me how much he loves Tzvi Aroni. And David, if you are listening, I'm dedicating this selection and the next one to you. You in particular mentioned that you will love this rendition of Modim. So let's hear Cantor Tzvi Aroni. This is from the Amida.
Oh!
was Tzvi Aharoni. This is from an early album, Cantor at Tzvi Aharoni Synagogue Masterpieces. And we have a later tape, Cantor at Tzvi Aharoni Lador Vador, from generation to generation. Let's hear him chant Uvedivre Kotchachar.
Me
Born in 1921, a very unusual voice, a sweet voice. I hope you enjoyed that, and I'll be playing more of Zvi Aharoni in the future. For those of you who are not familiar with him, he died, I believe, in Miami in 1990. Well, you love Chazanis. You want to immerse yourself in one of the really exciting 3 days of davening, of Shabbos davening. Then you want to come to Shabbat Chazanut, sponsored by Cantor's World, February 25th to the 27th at the Merrill Lynch Conference Center in Princeton, New Jersey. We'll be featuring Cantor Yitzchak Helfgott, he's from, of course, Israel, and I think he does daven down in Florida. Cantor Moshe Haschel from London, England, and Cantor Benjamin Muller from Antwerp, Belgium. There'll be a choir conducted by Ozzy Schwartz. You may recall Ozzy. He is with the Tel Aviv Cantorial Institute, and we have played his beautiful recordings in the past. There'll be some surprise guests. There'll be lectures, children's programs, a gala cantorial concert, Motzi Shabbos with Malava Malka, and something a little interesting, a cantorial karaoke night. Well, what does that mean? We'll have about 600 or 700 people attending this. Yes, it'll be a sellout. And a lot of you like to sing. You like to think that you're a chazan. Well, you're going to have a chance. By the way, we're going to talk about our cantorial talent search later. But for those of you who will be coming to this weekend, Saturday night after the concert, Danny Gildar will be sitting at the piano. And you can just step up and sing whatever you wish, and this will be your debut also. Anyway, for information, you want to call Cantor's World at 718-851-3226, 718-851-3226. And obviously, you are on the website right now, so you're seeing all the information concerning a wonderful, absolutely exciting weekend. Again, Helfgott, Haschel, and Muller. I encourage you that if you have any intention of attending, don't delay, because it will be a sellout. Misha Alexandrovich, very interesting. He started singing when he was 8 years old. Again, the importance of getting the youth into singing. But he became a cantor at the age of 20, where he went to Manchester, England. But he ended up going back to Kovno in Lithuania, and very interesting, he fled there to Moscow during the war, and the Soviet Union, they forced him to abandon his profession as a cantor from 1946 to 1970, but then he applied to go to Israel, and he finally made it to Israel, and of course he was chief cantor of the Ramat Gan Central Synagogue in Israel. Let's hear Misha Alexandrovich with Ki Lekach Tov. Thank you. Was Misha Alexandrovich from a 1973 recording. Let's see, that's 32 years ago. I am fascinated to read on the liners that the chorus, the ZOA male chorus. Now, can you imagine the ZOA male chorus 30-something years ago? Man, we got to get some choirs going. Can you imagine they had, even the ZOA had a choir in those days. Well, I know it's a broken record. I'm a broken record. We heard recently that one of the schools in Bergen County is going to have a choir class, and I was so excited, and I wrote to someone who's involved with that, and I said, listen, let them develop, and if they really get to be first class, we want to bring them to sing at one of our concerts. Yes, we really want to spur this on because... it's so important to catch them at an early age. Well, ZK, are people getting married lately? Is this a marriage season? I don't know.
Kind of.
Kind of? Okay. So I guess we can play this next selection from Joyous Chance, Aaron Ben-Susan, with a beautiful rendition of the Sheva Brachas.
Yeah.
How would you like him to perform your wedding ceremony? Joyous Chants by Aaron Ben Susan with the Israeli Philharmonic Orchestra. Well, our next cantor, he was so unusual. Born in 1906, died at a very young age, in 1958, at the age of 52. Cantor Moshe Oysher. He was born in Bessarabia. One day I may have to play the entire Vilna Balavessel. I have the tape, and I have a record, and I have the movie. And that might be an interesting project. But let's hear a very famous rendition of his Rabbi Elazar, Omer Rabbi Elazar, Moshe Oysher. Oh! Wow, I hope you enjoyed that one. Oh, yes. No one like Moshe Oysher. We'll have to play more of his recordings in the future. Well, this next selection was written by Mordechai Gebertig in 1938. He foresaw the coming of the Holocaust. His famous Es Brennt, it is burning. It is on fire, my brothers. Our village is burning. And that you stand by with the phylacta arms, with folded arms, looking on as our village is on fire. If your village is dear to you, take pails and buckets to extinguish the flames. Extinguish them even with your own blood. Show what you can do. But you stand by with folded arms, looking on as the village burns. It is burning. It is burning.
Es brennt, bei unser Arm steht aber brennt. Böse Winden mit Ragosen reißen, brechen und zu blasen, starker noch die wilde Flammen, als herum schein brennt. Und ihr steht um mit verlegte Hemd. Und ihr steht und kicht das Eisig, unser stetes Brenn. Es brennt, Briderlach, es brennt. Es kann holile kommen der Moment. Das ganze steht und mit uns zusammen soll er weg in Nacht in Flammen bleiben, wenn die noch erschlacht schwarze Puste bänt. Und ihr steht und kicht das Eisig mit verlegte steht und gibt das Eisig unser stetes Brenn. Es brennt, Briderlach, es brennt. Ist nur in euch allein gewöhnt. Ob du Stechel, die seid teuer, nimm die Kehl im lechten Feuer, lecht mit euer Regenblut, weißt, wo's ihr nur kennt. Und ihr steht und kippt das Eisig mit verlegte Hände.
Jan Pierce, my favorite version of S. Brandt. And we'll close the program with another of Jan Pierce's recordings from Cantorial Masterpieces, Shema Yisrael.
Yash me yin over racham of shayin nis. Shayin nis. Shayin nis layayin nai. Kol echoy. Vehu yash me yin over racham of shayin nis. Vehu. Leo.
Jan Pierce, and this is Charlie Bernhout. On behalf of my partner, cantor Benny Rogoznitsky, we hope that you enjoy this hour of Chazanis. Come back again next week for another exciting, well, it's for me, it's exciting, hour of this just wonderful soul music. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program, and shalom, everyone.